8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last second half hour of hour number three today on this Tuesday, May 13th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. One of the things that they're trying to do in this budget process is to come up with a permanent long-term road funding plan. This is something that the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, has made a priority. He put his plan out late January. The governor has been fully aware of his plan ever since then. House Republicans voted on it, support it, want it to take effect. All it needs is the Senate to sign off on it, send it to the governor. It becomes law. It's a done deal. Three components, folks, in our state constitution, mandatory funding by Lansing. Prisons, schools, and roads. That's it. All this other spending they do, not part of the Constitution, not required to be spent. Totally discretionary spending over and above roads, schools, and prisons. Well, one of the former sheriffs, now Macomb County executive, Mark Hackle, admits that reforming Michigan's Public Act 51 from 1951 is too heavy of a lift when it comes to legislators building a new road funding plan. Although the act's been criticized for sending the county's vehicle registration and gas tax dollars to faraway roads. When they say faraway, folks, they mean northern Michigan. We've been talking about this for a long time. It's just not going to happen, Hackle said on yesterday's MERS Monday podcast. I think to say we're not doing anything unless you guys change Public Act 51 kind of has been a conversation in the past, and it's just not getting anywhere. Why? Because Public Act 51 has been long-standing the bedrock for the Michigan Department of Transportation. You see, back in 1951, folks, we did not have the road commissions that we have at the county level like we do today. They have evolved. Their equipment has gotten better. So what they did, especially because of northern Michigan, they've been talking about Public Act 51 for 14 years now. It goes on deaf ears within the north part of the state. And he understands totally why. Now, he goes on to say, I wouldn't get too married to Public Act 51 of 1951 at this point in time, although it should be challenged. Continuing the conversation. However, they need to add more intensity. Well, right now, awaiting action in the Senate is the House $3.1 billion road funding plan. When Hall rolled this out in January and it passed the House back in March, it was shipped over to the Senate on March the 19th. This coming Monday, folks, it'll be 2 months. Well, the major part of the plan is directing any state taxes paid at the fuel pumps must go to the roads. Eliminating the sales tax on gas that goes towards the school aid fund and revenue sharing with local governments. Instead, Michigan's gas tax, which exclusively funds the roads, would go from 48 cents a gallon to 51 cents because of the sales tax absence. That's the way the plan is laid out. Another funding factor of the plan comes from reducing corporate incentive practices by committing to no longer fill the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. The fund offers multi-million dollar grants directly to businesses for them to construct large projects in Michigan. And is already set to have an automatic funding stream expire in late September this year before the new budget takes effect. Also, the plan reroutes $500 million from what the state pays into the Michigan Economic Growth Authority, which were used heavily during the Great Recession to retain automaker jobs in the state. But when the Senate Appropriations Committee started testimony on the legislation in April, concerns were expressed by some Senate Democrats about keeping the PA51's formula intact. I understand the challenges to changing the formula, but I think we have an opportunity here that is to fix what is broken when it comes to a formula for road funding. And I think that to not take that opportunity is a huge mistake, said Kevin Hertel, Democrat senator from St. Clair Shores. I'm against putting more money into a system that is fundamentally broken, that is causing more of my residents, their tax dollars, to go to other areas of the state where they do not see the benefit of it. Well, here's how it works. Public Act 51 deals with the distribution of revenue, sending money to 614 local government road agencies operating outside the 7.9% of Michigan's public road network that is under the Michigan Department of Transportation's authority. When it comes to funding county roads, the Act formula gives 48% based on resident vehicle registrations, 16.41% on county load road millages, 9.9% on road millages in urban areas, and 9.58% equally split among all 83 counties in the state. Well, according to an August 2024 report done by the Citizens Research Council of Michigan, the formula does not cover traffic demand, average daily traffic, and peak hour traffic patterns. It also does not cover multiple lanes or paved shoulders. based on the report, they looked at Public Act 51 funding on a per capita basis, reporting that low population rural counties are typically much better funded on a per capita basis. For example, very low populated Keweenaw County in the western Upper Peninsula received $1,070 per resident for fiscal year 2023. Meanwhile, Southeast Michigan, Macomb County was allocated $156 per resident. Wayne County, Detroit, $176 per resident. And Oakland County only got a dollar more than Wayne, $177 per resident. Well, Macomb County lawmakers have tried to reform the act in the past. State Representative Joseph Aragona, Republican, Clinton Township, introduced legislation requiring that vehicle registration fees remain in the county where the car originates. Former Senator Mike McDonald, Macomb Township Republican, they tried it in 21-22. Previous Senator Pete Lucido, Shelby Township Republican, Macomb County, he tried to do it in 2019-2020. Well, during the April meeting, State Representative Steve Frisbee, a Republican from Battle Creek, also a past Calhoun County Commissioner, confirmed the money coming in through the reform gas tax follows the PA formula, but not all the new road funding the House plans seek to create. Everybody gets increases. What our plan does is increase the pie. Everybody gets more money. Well, it now is laying in the Senate, and the governor hasn't come out publicly in support of the plan just yet. She's waiting to see what the Democrats in the Senate do. We'll keep following this story. Just fix the damn roads, Governor. That was your campaign platform 2018 and 2022. When are you going to do it? Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Lori, longtime listener, friend of the show, texted me this morning. Gas prices in Indian River went up from Sunday at 305, yesterday, Monday, 339. Why? Did you ask the attendant? Perfect opportunity to get the data you need to file a complaint with the Attorney General. Then I sent her the link. Michigan Attorney General Consumer Complaint Form. Clickable link. File a complaint with the Attorney General to investigate gas and diesel fuel price fixing and price gouging against a specific gas station / oil company. You need to confront the gas station and document the date and time of the incident. That's what they call it on the form. Folks, you need to take the time to do this. Text me the word gas. I'll send you this information just like I sent it to Lori. When you click on the link, it takes you directly to the complaint form. I filled one of these out against Blarney Castle here in Antrim County, Michigan. They want some information from you. Your name, your street address, the county you live in, email address, the company. Is it a primary company or person you're filing a complaint about? When you put in the company, you need to put in the name, their address, fax number, website, and check the box where it says selling gasoline. Then it asks for complaint information. They want the incident date that you confronted the gas station, the time, the location of the gas station. They ask you some questions. Then they ask, did you complain directly to the business? Yes or no? What was the response from the business? Well, you need to put all this information in there and then submit it. Now, personally, I stopped at the Blarney Castle Easy Mart on US 31 in Elk Rapids. A couple weeks ago, I filled up at Costco in Traverse City using my Costco card. I got it for $2.56 a gallon. Coming home up US 31, Elk Rapids, after basically posted $2.69 at the Costco, I got a 13 cents discount for my card. Paid at the pump, posted $2.69. They were at $3.19. Why? Why were they 50 cents a gallon more? So I went into the store and I asked the clerk, why is your gas price so high? Why is it $3.19 when I just paid $2.69 in Traverse City? I don't know. I'm not the manager, sir. Okay, I get it. Is the manager available? No, I'm sorry, the manager isn't. Well, can you explain to me, just if you have any inside information, why you guys are so high? She went, sir, why don't you just go buy your gas somewhere else? Got it. I did. I already filled up for $2.69 in Traverse City. I put that all in the complaint. Go buy your gas somewhere else? Okay. What did the business say? That's what I put in there. Filed the complaint, waiting to hear from the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel. Folks, you need to do this. Lori, you need to go to that gas station in Indian River. It jumped from $3.05 to $3.39. You're talking about after Mother's Day on Sunday to yesterday, one day jump, 34 cents a gallon. Why? Document what they tell you. Click me gas. I'll send you the link to the complaint form online. Fill it out, submit it. We need to absolutely start complaining about price fixing and price gouging up here in northern Michigan. If you guys won't do it, then stop complaining about gas prices. Stop complaining about Sheboygan price fixing their gasoline. You're not going to do anything about it. Stop complaining. I have filled out a form myself. Took about 15 minutes. I had to find the Blarney Castle corporate website. I had to get their address in Bear Lake. I put the information in there, copied their website, put that in there, and sent it to Dana Nessel. We'll see what happens. But these gas prices, with a barrel of oil dropping down to 62, there's no reason we should be paying over $3 a gallon, period, anywhere. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad